Call the Finance Committee meeting to order, please. First order of business is approving the minutes from August 13th and the 26th.
Second.
Any questions or comments? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Going to department requests to start with community services.
Good morning.
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 We are asking for approval to accept OMH COLA adjustments in the amount of $8,509 to go to clinic salaries, crisis salaries, and Clarity Wellness.
So moved.
Second.
Any questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Elections. Is there a motion?
So moved.
We just heard this.
So moved.
All right, moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
I'll make the motion.
Second.
Risk manager. You keeping up?
Yep.
All right. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. 911.
You had to be here for the last meeting.
All right.
Yeah.
Most of you were at public safety when I brought this to you on Tuesday. There is a reimbursement from New York State Department of Health for overdose reporting for the coroner's program. This is basically to support the coroner's costs for overdose deaths. It's $150 reimbursement per overdose death, and we need to accept that into the revenue line item for the coroner's office.
So moved.
Second.
Any questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
See, it was that simple.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Public Works.
So requesting authorization to create Newcomb Road Bridge capital project and appropriate the funds to initially fund design and the right-of-way incidentals. The funds will be taken from 2025 bridge project account that was created in 2023 by resolution 269-23. The total estimated cost of the project is $5,498,000. The county is responsible for 5% of this, or $276,000. So we were awarded federal funds in the amount of $5,222,000, which will cover the remaining 95%.
I'll second.
Any other questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
So I mentioned yesterday, we were awarded two projects this year, which was nice. This one's for a bridge deck rehab, County Route 15 bridge. So we're requesting authorization to create County Road 15 Bridge capital project and appropriate the funds to initially fund the design. Funds will be taken again from the 2025 bridge project account that was created in 2023. The cost of the project is $4,384,000. The county is responsible again, obviously, for the 5%, which is a total of $219,000.
So moved.
Second.
Any questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
I do have a question just on general repairs and everything. Where are we at?
As far as what specifically?
Yeah, the roads that were damaged during the flooding.
So
I saw all those pictures. So.
Sure. We're going to do an update per the chair's request at the end of the month, try to get everybody in tune with some pictures. Pictures work well, and then some more data. But all the major 14, 31, 21, 129 are all backed to where they're passable. As far as repairs, we still have outlined numbers. There's so much, I don't want to say little work, but little and concern in little compared to what we hit on the front end to get stuff opened up.
Yep.
So it's quite a bit, but I'll have some more information for you by the end of the month.
Did
little data
with the cleanup and the reimbursement thing that we did last session, where are we at with that in terms of the weights and
weights, total debris, we're at 2,552 tons, I think, give or take. And it's growing, depending on what we're attacking that week or that day.
Yeah, we had to get to like a certain amount, right, in order to get a reimbursement.
You're speaking FEMA on behalf of FEMA?
FEMA.
I'll let Jack speak to that quick, what the update is on FEMA, if he doesn't
mind. Yeah,
communications Tim's had with the state, it appears that we are going to reach the damage thresholds and again carry the state, unfortunately, like we did 3 years ago, to get a federal national declaration for FEMA.
Okay. Thanks.
Welcome.
Did all that 2,552 ton go into the landfill?
So no, Scott, at this point it's staged. I discussed it briefly with a few people. We staged it off the side. I'm going to see what transpires with regs with DEC. I anticipate in grinding it and maybe even leaving it in place and then use it for good buds cover. I found this out after speaking with a few. I may have touched base with you briefly on it. And speaking with WAGA, it's some of the best buds cover for gas production.
Really?
They were excited when we said they'd brought it up. They brought the flood up, but I couldn't understand why they were, you know, concerned with that piece of it. And yeah, we found that out. So either way, it seems like there's a pro to having it. But majority of that weight is stored outside of the landfill at this point.
Which is, again, a lot of lessons learned from Fred. So that's something that we did during Fred as well. So,
yeah,
good.
That'd be good if you can convert it into buds. Yeah.
Yeah.
Plus it's organic enough for producing methane.
Yeah. They said it produces very high quality methane. Wow,
that's good.
Yeah.
Good.
So it's exciting to hear. Yeah.
Anything else for Eric? All right. Thank you.
Thanks, everyone.
Finance. Good morning, Stacy.
Good morning. The standard monthly reports for equipment and capital project purchase orders, budget transfers and amendments, and statement of corrections under 2500 have been submitted. Are there any questions?
I didn't have any.
I did on your budget transfers and adjustments, page 4. And you have a note that budget transfers and adjustments report is out of balance by $1 million due to the resolution related to the flood. But what were the $2 million provisions capital entries near the bottom of that? Were they just corrections?
Corrections, yes, sir.
Yeah.
Okay. And so we're $1 million out of balance because we need to fund that?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Anyone else have any questions on the reports? Okay. That's it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
County manager.
Yes. The conversation from yesterday about the destination grant program allocating $100,000 to Conference and Visitors Bureau for the destination development grant program as a start for the efforts that they're looking at, and that would be from room tax reserve or whatever the appropriate language that we will have in your resolution, but room tax fund, not general fund.
No, I would say that again.
So this was the Conference and Visitors Bureau last year during the budget started bringing this up, that we know that we're receiving additional funds from short-term rentals.
Right. Yeah.
And what they would like to do, because we started seeing, again, last budget, some requests from some of these smaller outside agencies like the Benjamin Patterson Inn or whatever the official name of that organization is, request to us, essentially looking to utilize room tax funds for attractions. The Conference and Visitors Bureau proposed to have a program where we'd essentially allocate some of those funds that we're receiving specifically from short-term rentals for a grant program that they administer in conjunction with us. So it would be, I think, chair of AIP and a couple others, and certainly I know Hilda's on the board. It would be a committee to review allocating smaller grant awards to these organizations that may otherwise come to us directly for funding. But the goal is that, you know, if they're doing specifically capital upgrades or something like that, they would have skin in the game too. So in the grant materials, it's been a number of months since I sent them around. It might have even been beginning of this year. That, you know, a higher weight is put on a proposal that shows that the agency themselves are committing, you know, they're looking for half funding. Essentially, they're putting up money to do this. They're asking for help with it. So they originally were talking about a $250,000 request, but we talked about, I think, last month, and then this is coming to finance because it's an allocation. We talked to AIP about starting out with $100,000 to them to see how that grant program works, what sort of activities go. But again, any of those allocations are reviewed by a committee made up of some legislators on there, and then it would have to come back to AIP to award those.
So our reserves, okay?
Yeah, our reserves are over $1 million.
Okay. Yeah.
So each grant they want to give out, you're saying that that'll still have to come back to the committee for us to approve?
It would. We would envision it in a, like in a package. So you'd review in 1 month, you'd review, here's what the committee is proposing.
Was that funding, weren't we talking about this grant? I was trying to remember that we thought we would be getting extra money because of enacting the local law to get the all the short-term rentals, and we thought that that funding would help us to create this program.
Yeah, we're
clearly what created it.
Yeah, we're estimating conservatively $250,000 extra a year based on the short term.
To make more money available for this kind of program, depending on the results.
Yeah, we thought the thought was start with 100, knowing that it's not going to spend all of the additional that we get from short-term rentals, but it's a good slug of money for them to see how the program works.
Are we setting a certain amount up to?
They did set, was it 20K, 25K per, I think was the max, something like
there
that.
There was a limit.
I can
do it. The other key was, because they did this last year, they proposed it, and my only input was they need to have skin in the game, whoever the agency is that's requesting the money.
Right.
And it needs to come back here to get approved.
Definitely,
And I think that weeds out some of the more frivolous handouts. If they don't have put money in the game, exactly. Yeah.
So if four people come at 25, that doesn't do much.
No, and Kevin from CVB was here yesterday talking about it, and he indicated that they have dozens of organizations that are interested. Didn't indicate what dollar amounts they're talking about. I mean, you know, I think the Benjamin Patterson Inn one was a few thousand dollars. So you might get some small ones, you might get some larger ones. Probably a combination, if I had to guess. Okay.
So we need a motion.
A motion to allocate or appropriate $100,000 from room tax to CVB for the destination development grant.
So moved.
We're not stating the amount up to?
No, well, you're allocating $100,000 to them.
To their grant program.
Correct. Right. So that's the max that they can spend under the...
Yeah, I understand that, but we're not setting up to 10 or 20.
We are not. They are doing that under their grant program, administering it. And because it has to come back again, you'll see them.
Second.
Are we giving them the 100,000 or are we keeping?
Giving. It'll make it more straightforward, because then you'd technically have to do a resolution for each if we kept it. So.
And they'll report back to us.
Oh, yeah.
Any other questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. All right. Anything else other than we will start our first budget workshop after the October 8th finance meeting, which is kind of what we've done previous years.
Yeah.
So I'm looking forward to cookies.
But not carrots and broccoli.
Hopefully you don't fall off a horse again and you can't bake.
Yeah.
All right. Anything else? Motion to adjourn.
So when will we have the budget? Approximately.
October 7th.
We have done it a week before since I've been here. You will have at least 7 days. The goal is to give you more like 10.
Maybe.
Hey.
I don't know lately.
Ever since I've been here.
I'll grant that. Yes. Motion adjourned.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. I oppose. We are adjourned. Thank you.
Thank you.